Watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Let's turn our attention now to Labuan, which was handed over by Sabah to the federal government in 1984 to become one of the three federal territories of Malaysia. Yesterday in Parliament, Datuk Rosman Izli, the Warisan MP for Labuan, called for Labuan to be returned to Sabah if the federal government cannot commit to developing its economy. Datuk Rosman joins us on the show now. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Now, could I ask you what prompted you to make that statement in Parliament yesterday?
Okay, let me make a bit of correction. In fact, there was no direct statement from me saying that the federal government should return it to Sabah if they fail to do all the expectation.
Right.
In fact, that was out when Kimani's MP was asking me questions.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I was just explaining and telling the one that the federal government has failed. And why they failed, so I elaborate. And then there was a question from Kimani's. But of course, I told them that, you know, if the federal government is not ready to develop Labuan as they are supposed to do, then, you know, it is obvious that they should return it to Sabah. And
yeah, Rosman, I understand what you're saying. And in fact, some of the things that were reported about the problems in Labuan, especially the water crisis issue,
that
I think shocked perhaps many people who, you know, when we talk about Labuan, there's a lot of talk about, you know, offshore finance and so on and so forth.
That's what I elaborate. You know, Labuan is supposed to be an international island, financial offshore center of Malaysia. Well, in gas hub for logistics for the upstream, and also Labuan is a wilayah persekutuan, you know.
Right.
So all the basics shouldn't be a problem anymore.
Right.
If Sabah is not expecting to get all this benefit, why would they hand over in 1984? Basically, Labuan was growing fast in the first 10 years like that, 15 years, because we had top leadership of the country, the prime minister, who were into it. So basically, we need a commitment from top leadership. And after that, the momentum starts to slow down.
Okay, can I ask you to clarify, because you also mentioned that almost 85% of the people in Labuan have lost their water supply. Can you elaborate about this water crisis? It seems completely unfeasible that this would happen in 2020.
That's unreasonable, right? Yeah, boy. And that happened last week, you know, and that was not the first time. It happened every a few years. During my term, I've been MP for 7 years, and we experienced three major water disruptions. The small disruption happened all year long. Almost every day there was rupture and leaking all over the place.
Is it because the infrastructure is old and needs to be replaced?
Very old, more than 30 years, it needs to be replaced. So we need budget for it. Labuan Island is a small island. And it is the only federal territory in Malaysian Borneo. So we expect the federal government to give enough budget to take care of Labuan.
Not to talk about other
problems, you know, like our facilities, sport facilities and all that. The maintenance has been so poorly done and many of it are, you know, out of order, unusable.
Rosman, can I ask you about your constituents and the people of Labuan? I understand, you know, Labuan has a population of perhaps about 100,000. What is their feeling? What's the feeling on the ground?
They are very frustrated, and all I did was to voice it out. That's my job.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, yeah. Where we're here. Have there been any benefits of Labuan being a federal territory in the past few decades?
Oh, yeah. They made Labuan a financial center. They built the financial park. But basically, Labuan became an authority. They registered the international companies in Labuan, offshore companies, but they were allowed to operate in Kuala Lumpur. And we were hoping that was temporary, but it has been 36 years. And we have been demanding that there should be sustenance requirement for all these companies. They should have their offices open in Labuan. And that requirement, the sustenance requirement, was passed by Parliament 2 years ago. They were given 1 year grace period, and it is supposed to be enforced this year.
Rosemary, what is the consequence? Could you explain to us the consequence of these companies registered in Labuan but not located in Labuan in terms of the multiplier effect for the economy?
The economic spin-off is not greatly felt in Labuan. And in fact, Labuan recorded the second highest, only behind Kuala Lumpur in terms of income per capita. But basically, this is because of the effect of all those executives who have been working for Labuan Company, but basically they live in KL.
Okay. Well, I understand that there have always been kind of grand plans for Labuan. You know, there was the Labuan Development Blueprint 2030.
We need that. That's what we need. We need a grand plan, and a grand plan of Labuan won't work unless it is become part of the region. That's why Labuan need to be closely working with Sabah.
And that what prevents Sabah from Labuan from working more closely with Sabah and integrating its plans?
Well, I've been a chairman of Labuan Corporation for 5 years until 2018. Then I know that Labuan, in fact, has been put into a very disadvantaged position. Not here, neither there. That is what people have been saying. We were basically administered under the Federal Territory Ministry now. Last time it was under Prime Minister Department. And then Sabah has their own program. And a lot of our major industries, oil and gas and all that, basically, the oil and gas are Sabah gas, are Sabah oil. Mm. And once Labuan is no longer controlled by Sabah, and now the new leaders is taking over the leadership of Sabah, so basically, you know, they want to develop their area.
Well, thank you so much.
And the same thing for the federal government.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight and shedding some light as to the situation on the ground in Labuan. We really appreciate your insights. We're going to take a quick break on the show and continue this discussion about Labuan's development in just a few minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.